This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jim Foy. How are you, Jim?
I'm just fine. Thanks very much, Robert.
And Jim is the CEO of Tango. You may never have heard of Tango, but it's won all sorts of awards. It's a great company, and it's in a fascinating space in the digital world, and you should be aware of it. So we're going to talk about what Tango is, fascinating leadership insights of building a great culture, and then we'll talk about the digital revolution. So let's start off, Jim. What is the company Tango? And how come I haven't heard of it before this?
Okay, well, Tango is actually about 16 years old. It was founded in 2000. There was an IPO, I think, in 2011. So we have 16 years of experience. And our background is really in the telecom expense management space. And that's to say, we provide software and services to our clients, often their global enterprises or service providers. The software and the services that we provide are to provide control and financial management over billing and expenses and usage. So, for example, we can provide advice on how an enterprise can optimize its mobile expense. Enterprises have often tens of thousands of mobile devices around the company on numerous different plans with numerous different vendors. What we can do is to audit use and identify areas for very significant savings.
And I know you've got 2,300 employees, and you work with 49% of the Fortune 500, I believe. So that's a pretty significant number. What makes it that all these top companies are hiring Tango?
Well, all of those companies, in fact, all enterprises that have consumption-based assets to manage need to optimize how they do that. And, of course, the most obvious area of endeavor right now would be mobility and telecommunications. Lots of companies have tens of millions of dollars of expense in those areas. And if you can save a significant proportion of that, then it can seriously affect the bottom line.
So give me an example of a customer, and obviously everyone is focused on mobility in the enterprise, of a customer that you worked with and something you were able to provide with them as an example.
Well, as you mentioned, we work with a great many of the Fortune 500 companies, they have to manage these assets themselves somehow. They have to procure them, they have to activate them, they have to distribute them, they have to provide controls over how their employees consume the features of those devices, and all of that costs money. And it's a question of scale. The larger the scale, the more complicated it is to get that right. Optimizing how a company provides services over different carriers and over different devices now. Most companies have a bring your own device, right? Oftentimes in the past, companies would standardize on BlackBerries, for example, and that was the means for email and voice communication. Now it's Samsung or it's Apple or it's Google, and there are any number of carriers that service providers that all of which could be used with any of those devices. So it's a very complicated space. And to optimize it, it can save an enormous amount of money.
About how much? What percentage? I know it's different for every situation, but just to give a...
We have saved 30% of the expense. That would not be an uncommon number.
Pretty significant. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Foy, who is the CEO of Tango. And before we start talking about the culture of Tango, I want to ask, you're sort of a serial retiree. You start a company, built it, was bought by IBM. You did another. You were president for 12 years of another company in the IT space. And talk about, I know you joined the board of Tango in 2012 and then unexpectedly sort of became CEO. What really happened there that got you to come back?
Okay, I've just been very unsuccessful at retiring is the problem. I'm a fairly driven individual. I like to use my time productively, and having more free time in retirement is nice. It's very pleasant to be able to see the grandkids and to travel a little bit and so on. But that's, for me, gets old very quickly. And so I'm very susceptible to the next opportunity. And I've been fortunate that I've been introduced to a lot of opportunities. Some of them are to join boards. I've been on several boards, enjoyed being a board member, really enjoyed being part of understanding a company's problems and being able to provide suggestions and advice. I'm an operational guy, so I've generally created very, very close relationships with the CEO. And by the way, just as a bit of a tangent here, but I've always found that being a CEO can be a lonely job. It's who do you talk to? Who do you share your problems with? Who do you test ideas with, and so on, and how do you get feedback on how things are going? It can be a lonely kind of role, a lonely job, and so recognizing that, whenever I get the chance to work with a CEO, I want to be available. I want to be as far as possible a mentor to that CEO, and as a close friend of mine once said, two heads are better than one, even if one is a head of cabbage. And the point there is that sharing a problem and articulating the problem can help you understand it better.
So let's go in. You become after a board member, you're fascinated with Tango. You become the CEO in 2016. What are the actions, specific actions you did, because now you're winning all these awards, that you did to turn around the culture?
Well, I would characterize the culture of Tango in the past as being very entrepreneurial, very down and dirty, very flexible, very be as responsive as you can to every opportunity. And that's the lifeblood of young companies. You really need to be and want to be aggressive and have that energy in the company. You get to a point when, in the evolution of a company, where more discipline is necessary, a greater and more specific understanding of the cultural objectives of the company is necessary. And that's really what happened to Tango. We should thank the founding CEO and my predecessor for driving the company from nothing to like a $200 million a year business. To take the next step to go from 200 to 500 and then a billion, it sometimes requires a different set of skills and a different set of talents. I joined the board. I was just recruited to join the board. I got very interested and excited about the technology that the company was building. I'm an engineer by background, going back a long ways. So I found that interesting and seductive. I joined the board, really enjoyed the board. It was a great team. Got to understand the management, get to know the management, build a really good relationship with the former CEO. Was happy to be a very active board member. And then through circumstance and some significant changes that we've had in the company, a sudden change in CEO was necessary. So I guess I would say I was the emergency succession plan for the company.
You've 1 minute until break. What is a unique practice you use to build a culture?
The practice, that's a good word. I'm not sure I would use that word, but I believe transparency and respect are the foundation of my whole management philosophy.
So how are you transparent? What is the way you do that? CEOs want to hear this.
You have to be honest first with yourself, and then you have to be honest with your team, and then you have to be honest with everyone else. Most of what we discuss and most of what we work with in the company or in the boardroom is not secret. All right? Not everybody wants to know everything that goes on in the boardroom, but a lot of people are kind of interested.
We're about to take a break. We're with Jim Foy, the CEO of Tango, and one thing we're hearing is be open and be transparent.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jim Foy, who is the CEO of Tango, and we're talking about the culture of Tango. So, other things that you do to create a unique type culture.
I think my advice to employees, new employees, is just to ask questions. Understand. It is crucial that we understand things as well as we possibly can in order to be able to contribute. That's the key thing, is contribution. And as soon as you raise that word contribution, you think of team, right? I mean, you need a team. You want the team to, you want it to get better. You want it to be a championship team. And, you know, even the great championship teams we see in sports, they have wonderful leaders. They have immense talent in particular positions. But all of those guys know that they can only be successful if the rest of the team is also successful and also contributing.
So any way that in communication or any practices you do to build that innovation culture?
Yeah, you have to allow participation. You have to encourage participation. Participation is the key to teamwork, I believe. Mm-hmm. And of course, there will be disagreement. There has to be.
So how do you encourage participation?
The way you encourage participation is to allow people to express themselves and make mistakes and not be embarrassed by it. You know, we talk about innovation. That's a pretty key word, right, when you're talking about young companies, entrepreneurial companies. And even, you know, in every walk of life, innovation is important. It's a new way of solving an old problem, typically. If you're going to do that and you're going to push boundaries, you're going to fail, right? I mean, clearly, if you're pushing the boundary all the time, you're not always going to make it. And if you fail, what happens in that case? Do you get punished? If you get punished, that's a pretty good way of stopping that happening in
the
future.
So that's how you build the culture, that you actually you give immediate reward, or you codify that with what's happening.
Absolutely right. I have this hokey little formula which I use. It's the formula is E equals M over T. I'll explain what that means. E is experience. Experience is a really important. Experience is the sum of what we do, not for how long we do it. And so, in that little formula, E equals experience. M is mistakes, and T is time. So, if you want to maximize experience, you're going to make a lot of mistakes quickly. That's a really important thing. And if you're going to make mistakes quickly, clearly there's failure involved in that, and we just have to learn from it, recognize it, even celebrate it sometimes.
What's a failure you had that you learned from?
I made so many mistakes. If I'm right half the time, I'm batting pretty well.
Any big message you learned from of something you went through as a challenge?
Let me answer that in this way. I mentioned earlier that I was an engineer. I started out my career as an engineer, as a software developer for a computer company in the UK. By the way, I also dropped out of school after one semester. It was, it was not my plan to
do
that.
That's the recipe to become a CEO.
Not the recipe. Some others have done that, but I did it for different reasons. I did it because I had no choice. It was our domestic circumstances at the time required that to happen. So I was a young engineer, in a computer company, and I was being managed by people who were essentially had no idea how to manage me. And it wasn't because I was a difficult guy to manage. It was because they just didn't understand how to get the best out of the resources they had in the company. So a decision I made very early in my career, I was about 20 years old. I thought I could be a better manager than they were. And that was a kind of youthful exuberance and not knowing why quite I said that. But when I did get the opportunity to manage people, and I was very young, I was like 21 years old when I managed the first team in the company, I realized there was a whole lot more to it and a lot more complexity to managing people than I ever thought about. And being sort of very introspective on these things, I spent a long time thinking about what made the difference. And so I've been developing my own management philosophy since then, and that's a long period of time.
What is at the core? What is one management philosophy you have that you are like, this is Jim Foy? You've been in several companies, all successful.
Yeah, I would say the core value, the core principle, the foundational principle for me is the concept of respect. And let me just explain that for a second. If you respect your colleagues, if you respect the company, the board, the investors, your customers, your competitors, if you respect all of those constituencies, it determines how you behave. It determines how you communicate. I would never trash talk a competitor, for example. You know, competitors are competitors for a reason. They must have done something right because they're competing with you. You can't just trash those guys. You have to respect those guys. The same with our investors, in particularly, well, all investors, but as a public company, you have to be respectful of your investors. That's the reason we're here. And your colleagues and your fellows on the management team and in the company, if you respect them, you don't ask them to do menial things. You do not, you know, you don't direct people. You kind of persuade them that it's a good thing to do. That's the difference between a directive approach and a consultative approach, I think. But the core principle, and you asked for that, one word, respect.
We have time for one more question, about a minute and a half to go. So you could really talk this through. You're a technology guy, you're a digital guy. You and I have spoken before about your vision for things, and you've even told me great things about you have to be able to determine who is a visionary. What is the future of digital, and what should people be looking for the CEO audience?
That's a really tough question, and I'm not a visionary. I mentioned that to you in the past. I think I recognize one when I see one, however. And I have hooked up with two or three such people in my past, and they've always been very collaborative, very positive, very supportive vision relationships. And you know what? A lot of visionaries, that's what they want to be. They don't want to be bothered with all this operational stuff. Boy, isn't that tedious stuff to get right. You know, it's a lot of hard work. I don't view it that way, by the way. I view operational efficiency and optimizing. I believe in progressive improvement. I believe in progressive simplicity. And by the way, getting back to your question of what's happening with digital, you know, nowadays when you pick up any new device, do you ever open the instruction manual? Do you ever take a look at seeing how to make this thing work? You just don't. You know, you expect it to work, and the whole population is being educated to expect things to work in a certain way. And so simplicity in all things, in digital, in applications, in solutions we provide, is crucial.
A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jonathan Siegel. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm fine, Robert. How are you?
And Jonathan is the founder and CEO of the famous STK restaurant system, which has about 15 moving into 25 very quickly of the top steak restaurants. But what you're all about to learn is a new way of doing business and the customer experience. So whatever business in, you're going to learn a lot from this. Just first talk about STK and the original concept in 2001 when you founded it.
So STK is a reinvention of the American steakhouse. You know, the steakhouse is one of the oldest restaurants in America, but it hasn't changed in 200 years. We used to joke that the only difference is the walls got woodier, the meat got redder, and the red wine, and the meat got larger, and the red wine got redder. And so what we wanted to do is try and change it. When we started in the steakhouse business, it was predominantly a male domain. 80% of the venue was men, 20% women, and it kind of had that eat and go home. You kind of had a food coma. And we wanted to see if we could absolutely change the paradigm, take out the business tie, put the girl in, take out the business chatter, put music in, make it a much more social dining environment, and still retain the integrity of what a steakhouse should be.
And you've always said to me that it's you have to know women as the customer. Why is that?
So I believe personally, and we believe as a company, that the best way to be successful is to cater to the female market. You know, I always think that women have worked out how to let us believe that we're in control when in reality we're not. You know, the majority of all household decisions are made by women. And so if you can cater to the female market, I think it really sets you up for success. And of course, in the restaurant business, if you're catering to the female market and doing that successfully, the guys are going to follow. I mean, we do that. We want a social dining environment, and you're more likely to have a social dining environment where you have a better balance between male and female, as opposed to the 80-20 that originally was in the traditional American steakhouse.
So we're talking about the steakhouse now. You have completely reinvented everything in the customer experience. Start walking through what is different about STK. And I guess really you have to eat here to know, you have to experience it to know it. But just walk through some of the differences,
you know,
in the customer experience.
I'm glad you said that, because I often talk to people and I say just that. I can show you a video and I can tell you the story, but you need to be here to experience it. You know, STKs are different. When you walk in, you don't feel that you're walking into a steakhouse. There's nothing really remotely that is traditionally or looks like it should be in a steakhouse, apart from one feature where we have longhorns normally above the bar as an art feature rather than as a representation of the fact that we serve beef. But the restaurants are all designed around the bars. So we have the bar in the center of the restaurant, and we have the restaurant around that, and then we have multiple ways of dining. So we have what we call the carpet or the banquet area, we have a bistro area, we have lounge dining, and then we'll have the bar dining. The bar is important. You're never more than 25 feet from a bar. So if the room's large, we'll have two bars, because all the energy comes from the bar. And I know this has happened to you, because it happens to all of us. We're going for dinner, and the maitre d' says your table's not ready. Would you like to have a drink at the bar? And you go to the bar, and you're having a great time. You chat with your friends, and maybe meeting someone of the opposite sex, and you're getting really comfortable. And then all of a sudden, you get that tap on the shoulder, and they said your table's ready. And you walk further and further back in the restaurant, and you're thinking, my God, I wish I was further near the bar, because that's where the fun and the energy is. So the way we fix that is by putting bars in strategic positions so that the energy from the bar will filter into the restaurant.
Okay, but you also talk about how you change the table.
So it's less about how we change it to how we
don't you it's a bar table and you remove it.
No, that's how we used to do that.
Well, just tell me. Okay, tell that idea.
So one of the ways that STK started, one of the sort of the version 101, we actually turned the table that you sat at into a lounge table. So we designed this very lightweight tabletop, which was high quality, that a waitress actually could pick it up. We would have a busboy there ready to flip the base, and then all of a sudden you could stay and hang out and drink at the table that you were eating at, and it systematically changed the feel of the restaurant and thereby what was going on in that restaurant.
Okay, so now let's talk about, you also have a very strict philosophy on the DJ,
yeah,
and the music.
Talk about how that works.
So SDK is not a club, it's a restaurant. I mean, you can't come to SDK, you can come and have a drink in the bar for sure, but you can't actually come and take a table and just drink at the table. And we have DJs in our restaurants because they will read the room. Most traditional restaurants, in fact, most of all restaurants, will play their music from a computer or from a cell phone, and therefore they're locked into a sequence of music or a playlist. If the playlist is wrong, then it's going to impact the experience of the guests, and the owner's going to hope, or the management are going to hope, that they've got another playlist that'll actually suit the crowd they have. We don't really know who's going to turn up on the night in the restaurant industry, so we're assuming that the music that we're playing is going to be the right music. In an SDK, we don't have that problem. The DJ's playing the music. He's very visible. He's in a high elevated place within the restaurant. Everybody can see him, and he's reading the room. And if he plays a beat, a genre, a style, a rhythm of music that engages with the consumer and engages with our guests, then he can stick with it. And as you stick with it and people become more engaged in the music, they become more sociable. As they become more sociable, the vibe and energy in the room increases, and a byproduct of vibe and energy is people will actually eat faster, and Robert, they'll drink more.
And when you do, though, there's a problem. Some restaurants put the music too loud. Talk about the concept of what happens with talking, then.
So I'm sure it's happened to all of your listeners. It certainly has happened to me when you're sat in a restaurant and all of a sudden you think it got loud in here. Everybody's talking loud, and so you talk louder, and so everybody else talks louder, and all of a sudden there's a cacophony of noise, and it's uncomfortable. There are other restaurants that try and create a vibe and energy, and at a certain time of night, they'll say, right, we'll play background music till 10 o'clock at night, and then at 10 o'clock, they'll throw the lights down and they'll increase the music. So that is really a created party, and it can be uncomfortable if you're either not aware of it or you weren't expecting it. In an SDK, it's a process that occurs. So as the night progresses, the music's quiet, and gradually, as the night progresses, the music goes up every 15 minutes a little bit. Maybe the lights come down a little bit. Maybe the interaction with your server is a little bit more casual and a little less formal. And then all of a sudden, at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you look around and you see the place as a party, and you think, my God, I am the party, because it's actually happened around you. It hasn't been an event that we've created. It's actually been an event that you've created.
So they are the customer experience.
They are. They create their own experience with a little bit of help from us.
There you go. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jonathan Siegel, who is the founder and CEO of the famous STK Steakhouses, but it's actually of the One Group. Why, when you founded it in November 2001, why did you call it? I never understood that. The One Group.
So I came over from America. I was involved in running a hospitality company in America, in the United Kingdom, in fact, in the island of Jersey, off the coast of France, the real Jersey, what New Jersey is named after. And I came over here, and I was just one person, and everybody, all of my whole company was back in England, and I was one person, and I just felt that I was like a group of one. And so I came up with the name The One Group, and that migrated into our first venue, which was called One. And we actually decided to call it One because it was really predicated on one experience. It's where you went and the place was a bar that became a restaurant, that became a lounge, and then became a club. It was here in New York in the Meatpacking District, called One, and it was supremely successful for us. And again, it was kind of the prelude to what SDK is today, and that's really how we originated from our name.
And now you've about, say, 3,000 employees.
Yeah.
Has your philosophy on everything changed?
There's underlying trends or traits in the company that are really not negotiable. In our restaurants, it's how we design them. In our culture, it's trying to create as much as we can for the female to create a girl-friendly environment.
And the girlfriend, that's important to target the girl, because that ties into the men as well.
Absolutely. You know, as we touched on before, you know, the women make a lot of the decisions, and if you can, you know, we came to a situation where if the guy turned around to his girlfriend and said, honey, do you fancy steak tonight? She said, yes, but let's go to SDK. And if we could get to that, we believe we were at the pinnacle of positioning our brand.
And how are you in terms of getting there?
So on average in an SDK, we will be about 50 to 55% women to 45-50% men. So in fact, we're now predominantly more women than
And what are most steakhouses?
About 80%, 75-80%. You know, SDK came about at a time when women were eating more meat. The Atkinson diets were around, and we kind of played on that as well.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Jonathan Siegel, the founder and CEO of STK. When we come back, we're going to learn some fascinating insights that he learned from his famous father. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jonathan Siegel, who is the founder of STK Steakhouses. Now, you learned a lot from your dad, who was really a legend in Jersey. Talk about what your dad did and what you learned from him.
So I was actually fortunate because I had two completely different styles of parent between my father and my mother. And I learned really from pretty much from both of them. You know, my father had unbelievable intuition. You know, we would sit in meetings and he would size somebody up within 5 minutes and had a really, really good talent for being able to do that. And I learned from him, you know, how to deal with people and really how to deal with team members as well. You know, my mother would teach me, if you fail, it's okay. It's okay so long as you learn from your mistakes and move forward. But if you try and disguise the fact that it wasn't a success by calling it something softer than a failure, then you're not really going to benefit from the experience of having gone through that exercise.
I know you recently won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. You've had great success building from one person to over 3,000 people and reinventing the restaurant system and the steakhouse. What makes for a great entrepreneur?
I think what makes an entrepreneur is that everybody can see to the wall, but an entrepreneur can see over the wall, around the wall. I mean, we can all see to the wall, but we need to know what the next thing is. And the other thing is you've got to have conviction. I can tell you, Robert, I'm not in a single business, and I've not been in a single business that somebody hasn't told me I'm crazy to do it. Oh, the restaurant industry is terrible. Oh, this business is terrible. You don't want to be doing this. Everybody can only see so far. Once you have a belief and a conviction in doing something, stick with it. You're going to hit roadblocks. It's going to be hard. You're going to sit there and say, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Because we've just had a fantastic meal in SDK served by an amazing group of people in a beautiful restaurant. And I promise you this, on the way from there to here, we were told a million times, we're crazy, it won't work, you don't know what you're doing. But because we stuck with our conviction and we kept going, it gave us the courage and the ability to achieve where we are today.
That's inspirational. Let's shift over to a topic I think you like, which is food. Right. So we just had, you have this amazing risotto. Steak obviously is going to be terrific, and it is. And then you have these unique donuts and everything for dessert. But you would not let me order the cream spinach.
No, well,
let's talk about food. What people need.
So that the SDK menu was born out of the condition or the fact that when we started, you know, we employed a series of chefs to help us create it. And we said, write us a steakhouse menu that looks like a steakhouse menu but isn't, and that caters to the female market. So, you know, we have a few divergences from that. We had one today, the donuts and the jalapeno grits. But mostly the dishes on an SDK menu are lighter. It's eat and stay out. It's not eat and go home. We don't want people in the food comas, as I mentioned before. So we don't have crab cakes. We have crab salads. We have a great selection of salads, great selection of fishes.
Lobsters.
We had that's what we started with, the lobster the breaded lobster, and then we went on to, I had the lobster salad. You know, these are traditional dishes that you wouldn't necessarily expect to get in a steakhouse, but when you look at our food mix, we're only about 35% beef. Everything else is all our other commodities.
Let's talk about the concept of innovation. How do you come up with new ideas? You have all these different restaurants, so, and they're all throughout the world. So how do you do that?
So this is a great question, and I love this question because it reminds me of two things. It reminds me of stubbornness, and it reminds me of creativity. You know, Henry Ford was asked, why do you never ask the public what they want? And he said simply this, because they just tell me they want a faster horse. Because they don't really know what's capable and what's ultimately coming. So, you know, when we come up with innovative ideas, you have to break ground. You have to be adventurous. You have to come up with these ideas and recognize that to begin with, they may fail. A female-friendly steakhouse. You know, I was so nervous that when I did the first one, I got myself 15 Wall Street investors, each to drive to buy a point, because I didn't want to take a knife to a gunfight. And if I'd got it wrong, and the females and women were not going to be attracted to our steakhouse, at least I had a big stretch of Wall Street people that would absolutely frequent our venue. So in terms of innovation, you have to be really conscious of when you have an idea that you believe it'll work, stick with it. You can adjust it, you can take feedback from the consumer, but absolutely stick with it.
Do you have any balance in terms of how much is standard, how much people can innovate?
You know, the human mind has a phenomenal capacity for innovation. I mean, if you just think about what goes on today and the ideas that are around today, and I think some of that extends to the restaurant business, in whether it's...
So you have some restaurants you allow people to innovate and some they can't? Or?
No, listen, one of the things we say in all our team meetings, especially with all staff, is we've only been going 10 years. You know, if you've got a better way to build a better mousetrap, you need to let us know, because we'll change it everywhere.
There you go. We have 1 minute left, and I just want to ask you, on the hospitality industry as whole, where do you think people get it wrong, and what should change?
Can I have an hour instead of a minute? I think that we're too complacent and too scared of authority and of legislation, and we're not rising up in the relevant numbers that we need to ensure that government and legislation and enforcement enables us to operate successfully in our environment. Let's not underestimate the importance of this industry. If the restaurant industry was a country, we would be the 17th biggest economy in the world. We've been doing this interview. It's a 20-minute interview. Four people have just been employed in our industry. Half of every American has worked in the industry, and our industry that turns over revenue, combining the agricultural, airline, and the motion picture industry. This is a really important industry. It drives tourism, it drives community life, it drives income for authorities, and it needs to be supported.
And there you have it, and everyone listening in, failure is actually good.
Absolutely, it leads to success.
Grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.